Good evening. Today's learning and the week of learning is sponsored by Lena and Dmitry Reisenberg to commemorate the yahrzeit of Lena's mother, Olga Berdichevsky, Golda Bas Avraham, whose yahrzeit is on the 15th of Elul, and to commemorate the yahrzeit of Lena's cousin, Svetlana Bas Gregory, and to commemorate the Shloshim of Dmitry's father, Alexander Reisenberg, Shalom Ben Moshe. Our learning should serve as an Eloi for their neshamos, Began Eden Shalmala. So continuing on with the Mishnayos and Mesechas Brachos, we're up to the second perek already in Brachos. The second perek begins with a topic that we are all familiar with, that we've been talking about a little bit. If you went to NATEP, if you're going to NATEP on Monday for the past month, we've been discussing it for quite some time, Kavana B'mitzvos. Do you have to have Kavana when you're performing the mitzvos? Mitzvos Shrichos Kavana or Eitz Shrichos Kavana? Then the Mishnah goes on to tell us about, can we say hello or stop in the middle of our Shema to greet somebody? And the third part is, what is the paragraphs of Shema and why is there that order in Shema? So says the Mishnah, Hayakori B'Torah, if one is literally just learning Torah, and what's the Torah that they happen to be learning? They happen to be learning the Parsha of Shema. And it happened to be the right time to say Shema. V'igiyaz man ha-mikra. And it came the right time to say Kriyat Shema. Im kivein libo, yatsa. If at that moment, while you're learning the part, v'yahavta es, Hashem elokecha, you're learning those words, right? But you say, oh, why can't I double dip? I'm learning Torah and I'm fulfilling my mitzvah, Kriyat Shema. Says the Mishnah, you can double dip. You can fulfill two mitzvos. Talmud Torah and Kriyat Shema. Mimlav lo yatsa. If you do not have kavanah to fulfill your mitzvah, you do not get a check for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema because you have to have kavanah. So says the Gemara based on this. What do you see from here? It's a big debate all over Shas, everywhere. Do they need kavanah? Do they not need kavanah? Shofar's coming up. My friend is practicing shofar before davening. Does that count? He ended up blowing 30. 60, 90, 100 blasts. Does that count? Can somebody fulfill their mitzvah just by practicing? Tokea lehislamid, to teach himself, to practice. Tokea leshir, you're blowing shofar because you like the sound of the shofar. Does that count? So the Gemara says here, it seems like from here, you need kavana. Just to say Kriyat Shema is not enough. Just to blow the shofar is not enough. I need to have in mind that I am blowing shofar L'shem mitzvah. So you have a great proof from here. You need kavanah. The Gemara says no. This case here is dealing with a very specific case. The Gemara comes up over here. En emseches Rosh Hashanah daf kaf ches. The Gemara says no. Here is not that you're just reading it to learn Torah, but you're reading it because you're trying to fix a sefer Torah. So you're trying to fix a sefer Torah. You're making sure that every single word in the Torah is correct. So you happen to be reading every single word in the Chumash. Not for any reason per se, except to make sure that every single word in the Chumash, in your Torah, is written correctly. That's korei lahagi. So it's like a lower level. So therefore, you have no proof from here one way or the other. What you see from that Gemara is like there's almost like two levels of performing a mitzvah. One level is just reading, right? Just doing it. The higher level is doing it L'shem mitzvah. There's two different levels here. You have no proof either way. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch very clearly states, Yesh Omrim, there are those say that you don't need Kavana, and V'yesh Omrim, that you need Kavana. The Shulchan Aruch itself leaves it open. Okay? Yesh Omrim Sheshichos Kavana Latzeis B'yaseis HaMitzvah V'chein Halacha. And he concludes by saying, that is the Halacha, you need Kavana. That's a big debate that we don't have time to get into right now. But I will tell you, when it comes to the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, we for sure need kavana for the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema to be yotze the mitzvah. And there's a big discussion. Some say it might depend on whether the mitzvah is daraisa or it's rabbinic. That might be the chiluk. There might be other distinctions over here as well. The Mishnah continues and says the following. Biprakim. You're in between paragraphs. And then somebody just comes over to you and says hello. Right? I'm sitting down at the table. I'm in the middle of Mariv. I'm in the middle of Kriyat Shema. And somebody they haven't seen in years, doesn't realize, and says hello to me. Can I respond and say hello? So says the Mishnah, Shoel Mipnei HaKavod. If the person that says hello to you, you're between paragraphs, is somebody that you are obligated to respect. It's a Talmud Chacham, Mishnah Berurah says, a Zaken, or somebody that deserves respect, somebody that is prominent within the community, you can say hello, even if they didn't say hello to you. You can proactively stop in between paragraphs in Shema and say, how are you? Hello. Umeshiv, and also if they say hello to you, you can say back. Ubamsa shom ibnea yira umeshiv. Divrei Rebbe. Divrei Meir. If you're in the middle of Sukkim, can you say hello? Only if the person that you're saying says hello to you is somebody that you are afraid of. So what does it mean you're afraid of them?
He's the tax collector.
He's the tax collector, right? So truth is, I think that case comes up, the anas, right? The tax collector. So Rashi says here, it's somebody that you're afraid that if you don't say hello to them, they're going to take your life, right? That so you gotta say hello. So I don't, I'm sure if anyone has walked into Shomrei Torah that we're so concerned about, but that is what Rashi, the Rashba and other Rishonim say on Rashi, that's obvious. If we're so afraid that the person's going to take our life, the Mishnah doesn't need to teach me that. I can do even more than stop in the middle of Kriyat Shema and say hello to somebody. So he says, what does it mean? It's somebody that we're obligated to have reverence for. That's either a parent or a Rebbe. Not just any Rebbe, but your main Rav. So if your main Rav, your Rabba Muvak, or your parent comes over to you in the middle of Kriyat Shema, Rebbe Meir says, you could say hello in the middle of the Sukkot Kriyat Shema. We will stop here in the middle of the Mishnah. We'll continue with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and how we paskin tomorrow night.